Bhagavad Gita 10.4.28 Dravya Yajna Stapo Yajna Yoga Yajna Sthapare Swadhyaya Jnana Yajnascha Yatayah Samshita Vrataha Dravya Yajna Stapo Yajna Dravya Yajna. Dravya Yajna is the Yajna of Dravya is usually wealth, money. So Dravya Yajna can at one level mean, it doesn't literally mean that one takes notes and throws them into a fire sacrifice or casts them into fire sacrifice. There are certain items which are to be offered in the fire sacrifice. And Agnidev accepts those items and then they are transported to the devatas or to the Supreme Lord, whoever is the object of the sacrifice. But Dravya Yajna here refers to more the principle of sacrificing wealth for some charitable cause. So the idea of the sacrifice is that we are all bound in material existence, and while we are bound in material existence, we want to come out of it. One of the edges that binds us is wealth. So therefore, to stay out of bondage, one needs to give charity. So Dravya Yajna. So one does Dravya Yajna. That means one takes the wealth which could be used for one's own pleasure, one's own gratification, that wealth is offered to the Supreme Lord. And by offering the wealth to the Supreme Lord, one moves onwards in one's spiritual life, in one's onwards journey. Dravya Yajna Stapo Yajna. Tapo Yajna. Similarly, austerity. Again, now normally austerity or charity may not be seen as sacrifice. Often, Yajna, Dana and Tapa are considered three distinct and important forms of religious activities. And Krishna will talk about these three broad types of activities, religious activities, in 18th chapter. And before that also. But the principle we can understand over here is that the principle of sacrifice can be applied even to yajna and tapa. And that's why, it's dana and tapa. So, in that sense, in a broader sense of the underlying principle, we could say the principle of yajna pervades dana and tapa also. So, tapo yajna. So, when one does austerities, again, the principle is that that which could be used for one's own pleasure is used for the Lord. And in that way, or for the higher spiritual pursuit. So, say one fasts on Ekadashi or on some holy days like the appearance of the Lord, Janmashtami say. The principle in this fasting is that we normally eat, and by eating we seek pleasure in our day to day through the gratification of the body. But then when one fasts, so one does not give that gratification of food to the body or minimizes that as much as possible, and in that way the person moves upwards. Tapo yajna. Then yoga yajna tatha pare. Yoga yajnas, that means even yoga, the whole principle of yoga can also be considered to be a sacrifice. That means in the previous verse it is talking about some of the near conclusive stages of yoga. Here the broad principle of yoga itself, the essence of yoga is that the soul connects with the super soul. So the soul can seek pleasure independent of the super soul, but instead of doing so, the soul seeks pleasure in connection with the super soul. And that which is the principle of yoga is also a principle of sacrifice. because the soul is
giving up its own
capacity for independent pleasure and connecting with the absolute truth. So, tatha apare, so some people, some other people, that means these are all different people from what was discussed about earlier. Dravya yagya tapo yagya yoga yagya tatha apare. And then swadhyaya jnana yagyascha. Now swadhyaya, adhyaya study, swadhyaya is self study. Jnana yagya. Now we can acquire knowledge about many different things. And the swadhyaya. Now, normally speaking, study can be done about us. We can have our academic studies, we can have our professional studies, but we also can have spiritual studies. The intelligence can be spiritualized. So there are many scriptures which often contain profound truths that are meant to take us towards higher levels of reality and experience. And to experience that higher reality, it is important to know that we are all higher beings, spiritual beings, and we just need to move towards that higher reality. So, dravya yagyas, tapo yagya, swadhyaya jnana yagyas chu. So, swadhyaya jnana yagya means that swadhyaya is swadhyaya, swadhyaya, self-study. So, one studies about the self. It can mean that way also, especially in this context where there is a pursuit of higher reality, which is very much there in this case. So, swadhyaya jnana yagyascha yatayah samshita vrataha. Vrataha means, though vrata means vow. Normally, vrata is used, the word is vow or vrata, used for something very serious. You know, those who take, it's vow itself is serious. Samshita vrataha is actually a strict vow. So, a vow which is one is not meant to violate. Yatayaha. Yatayaha can mean yatayaha is often used to word used to refer to the renunciates. In general, it refers to those who are and renunciates have to endeavor strictly, strongly, and yatayaha basically refers to those who endeavor. So swadhyaya jnana yagyascha yatayaha samshita vrataha. Swadhyaya jnana yagyascha. Now, here, again the principle is that swadhyaya and all these are activities of sacrifice. Why? Because in all of these, the common principle is there that what could be used for one's own pleasure is being offered for some higher purpose. And in that way, the higher purpose is served. So, dravya yagyas tapo yagya, yoga yagyas athapare, swadhyaya jnana yagyascha, yatayah samshita vrataha. So, now Krishna has talked about four different kinds of yagya in one verse itself. And the principle again over here is that we talk about sacrifice for the purpose of elevation, for the purpose of purification, and for the purpose of liberation, as Krishna will talk in the summary verses which we will give from 30th onwards. But infusing the mood and the vision of sacrifice into all these activities can heighten one's motivation to do these activities. And Krishna's purpose, as we will see, is by broadening the imagery of sacrifice, Krishna wants Arjuna to see that even the war which he is fighting is a sacrifice.
And therefore, he should not think of it as a irreligious activity of killing one's relatives, but rather a religious activity of offering ahuti in a sacrifice. So that broader vision, how Krishna gives to Arjuna, we'll discuss in the future session, future talks. Thank you.